However, this ancient system's medicine involves simple forms of self-care, such as daily oil massage, morning walks, herbal teas, spices, and healing foods, all of which not only prevent the imbalances that cause disease, but also improve the overall quality and quantity of our lives. Although self-care is growing in popularity, it's largely been a completely foreign concept in the West. As industry and economy advance, we have become conditioned to yearn, struggle, and strive for more, and to continuously work hard. Many individuals in the workforce, especially millennials, fear being away from the office, forgetting about vacations and paid time off. The majority of my patients struggle with these concerns, battling disappointment, burnout, and depression that affects their work and personal lives. Needless to say, this puts tremendous pressure on their families and all the relationships they engage in, perpetuating unhealthy work-life balance and neglect of self-care. We cannot love others if we don't love ourselves first. Everyone shares a natural desire to be happy. The purpose of life itself is simply the expansion of happiness. Most people, however, seek happiness from external sources. At a certain point, we learn that happiness is a state of being rather than something that is acquired. You cannot choose what you experience in everyday life.